produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Not like you, there's nothing to compare unto you. We wait on you, Jesus, under the cover of you. Lord, we wait on you. Kata talahaka bahaya. Zekata lahaki kabatende. Welcome, Holy Spirit of God.
Fill this temple.
With your presence, O God. Holy
Spirit,
Holy Spirit, you are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome.
Fill this temple, Lord,
with your presence. Madere yakata. Shigogo bolahada balagadayana. We wait on you, Jesus. We wait on you, Lord. We wait on you, Lord. We wait on you, Marco Baba Bahaya Hakataha. Ido Dobokosha. From wherever you are listening from, this is Living Water Radio Broadcast. Sonny Obona is my name. I'm your host. Today we'll be looking at the Word of God from the book of John, chapter number 1. John Gospel chapter number 1. Let's quickly read verse 43. The Bible said, the next day Jesus decided to leave for Galilee, finding Philip. Mark that word, finding. Finding Philip, he said unto him, follow me. Follow me to verse 45. Philip found Nathanael and told him, we have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophet also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Let us pray, people of God. In the name that is above every other name, Jesus Christ, the one who died, was buried, and rose again, and seated in heaven, ruling the affairs of men. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus that the word of God will have free express into the heart of men. May our heart be receptive to the word of God. May the word of God turn our destiny around. Mabo ko shatali kama ko pori adabaka zikato mani kariabade shakande evuna kapara tikando lebaliba kasumi liyahanda ebeko potele basi palato ime yakabaha. We speak that the word of God have free entrance into the heart of men and transform destiny. Change our life. Move us from the backside of life to the front side of life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God, that we shall forever honor your name, Jesus, for everything shall pass away. But Jesus said, no jot of my word shall pass away. Do what no man can do, Holy Spirit of God, and take all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Today we're looking at the word of God from the Bible scripture we read from in the book of John chapter number 1. And child of God, I want to share with you today on the Great Commission. The Great Commission. The Great Commission is actually stated in the book of Mark chapter 16 verse 15. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. The Great Commission. And the Great Commission is not for those in the fivefold ministry only. It's not for the apostle, the prophet. The Great Commission is not for the pastors, for the evangelists, and for the teachers. Yeah, it is for them, but not for them only. The Great Commission is actually to the body of Christ. The Great Commission is to everyone who accept Jesus as his personal Lord and Savior. The Great Commission is to every believer. The Great Commission is to every Christian. The Great Commission is to those of us who are filled with the Holy Spirit. The Great Commission is for as many that are children of God. And I believe there is someone under the influence of my voice listening to this broadcast right now who is a believer, who is a Christian, who is a follower of Jesus, who is a follower of Christ. And if we are followers of Christ, then Jesus said, if you are my disciple, then keep my word. If you are my disciple, keep my word. And we want to look at the Great Commission this morning from this scripture, the book of John. Like I said, the Great Commission is actually stated, or the statement of the Great Commission is actually in the book of Mark chapter 16, verse 15. But today, we'll be looking at the book of John where we read from chapter number 1, verse 43 and 45. The Bible said, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee, finding Philip. And I want us to take note of that word, finding Philip. He said to him, follow me. Mark that word, follow me. He said to Philip, follow me. Before them, other disciples had followed him. Simon, son of John, had followed him. Peter also followed him. Listen to me, child of God. But this time, the reason I want us to look at this word finding is because Jesus found Philip. With the gospel of salvation, Jesus found Philip with the gospel of the light, translating us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, into the kingdom of light. And as men that have found this light, you ought to also go out there and witness this light to others who have not found the light. That brings us to verse 45. Philip found Nathanael. Philip was found by Jesus with the gospel. Philip was found by Jesus with the gospel. Philip was found by Jesus with the light. Philip was found by Jesus with the word of God. And Philip did not keep to himself the light. Philip did not keep to himself the gospel. Philip did not keep to himself the salvation that he had received. Philip took the same word, the same salvation, the same gospel, the same good news he has received, and went to find Nathanael. And that is the Great Commission. Go ye with what you have found. Go ye with the light you have found. Go ye with the Jesus you have found. Go and spread Jesus to your family. Go and spread Jesus to your communities. Go and spread Jesus to the world at large. Go and spread Jesus in that office. Go and spread Jesus in that society. Go and spread Jesus in the government. Go and spread the light of God, the light of salvation, to as many that ought to hear this gospel. And the Bible said, take ye this gospel to the uttermost part of the earth. Believers, Christians, church leaders, this call is an emergency. It's not something to say, I will do tomorrow, I will do next. There's an emergency in the kingdom of God that demands your attention. There's an urgency. There's a call of an urgency. The other day, David said, the business of the Lord demand my urgent attention. So this word is coming to you as an urgency, as a call of an urgency, as an emergency call to rise up with the word of God and take the word of God to the dying world and take the gospel of Jesus to the dying world. The Bible said, and Nathanael also was found by Philip. Nathanael was found by Philip. Why? Because Philip was found by Jesus. The gospel was released to Philip, and Philip took the gospel and looked for Nathanael and released it to Nathanael. The gospel ought to be a routine that when you hear the gospel of Jesus, you don't sit down and warm benches and chairs in church. When you receive the gospel of Jesus, you become a messenger, a carrier of the gospel to others. A carrier of the gospel to others who lives around you in that yard. A carrier of the gospel to others who work with you in the same office. A carrier of the gospel to the community, the dying world. On Sunday, you got to go out. Some Sunday when I walk in the street and I see people during church hours smoking, drinking, and pathing to hell, it bleeds my heart. And church people are busy pathing in church while the world is dying there. We ought to take this gospel to the people out there. We ought to take this gospel to the people out there. There are people who are yearning, waiting for the light to be shared to them. If you have received the light, this word is for you. You can't keep the light to yourself. Take the light out there to someone who needs the light. Don't keep the light to yourself. Philip was found by Jesus, and Philip took the same word that was shared with him and went looking for someone, and he found Nathanael. Who have you found? Since the gospel of Jesus have found you, how many have you found and brought into the light? Since you have found the light of Jesus, how many have you witnessed the light to? What are you busy doing with the gospel you have received? You ought to share it. That reminds me of a word from the great evangelist Billy. The great evangelist Billy Graham said, God had given us two hands, one to receive with and the other to give with. We receive the gospel on one side and we ought to give on another side. If we receive the gospel with one hand and refuse to give with the other hand, that is a taboo, is a sin, is an evil that we ought to repent from. And the gospel of Jesus is reaching out to you this morning that you take the word of God to the world. And I speak to you, child of God, for everyone under the influence of my voice. If you have received the light, you ought to be a carrier of the light. You ought to be a witness of the light that you have received to others. Wake up from your sleeping. Wake up from your slumber. Wake up from your dullness. Wake up from sitting just in the church and waiting for Jesus to come rapture the church. Take this gospel to the uttermost part. The Bible said it will only return when this gospel is spread to the world out there. And child of God, God is depending on you and I to take this gospel to the uttermost part of the earth. What we have received, we cannot keep to ourselves. God and Jesus will be expecting us, expecting me, expecting you to take this gospel to the people out there, to our brothers out there, to our sisters out there, to our friends out there, to our colleagues out there, to the people in the streets, to our neighborhood. This gospel of Jesus must be preached to all nations.
And if you are there hearing the sound of my voice, you haven't received this light we're talking about, you haven't received this Jesus, you haven't witnessed, you haven't experienced the gospel of Christ, you haven't experienced the power of salvation, this is the hour, this is the time to say, I want to come to Jesus. I want to embrace the love of God. I want to embrace the one who died, who was hung on the cross of Calvary, that died on the cross of Calvary, was buried. He rose again for my sins. He rose again to bring my sin to an end. He died to wash my sins away. He died for the forgiveness of my sins. I want to come to Jesus. This is the time. But child of God, let's still look at this point where Philip was found. And Philip took this gospel and went and found Nathanael. This routine is no longer happening in our churches. This cycle has been broken in our churches. We bring the people to church and make them so comfortable to sit to enjoy music in church, to sit and enjoy praise and worship in church, to sit and enjoy giving of offering in church, to sit in church for deliverance, for healing, for miracle signs and wonders. All these are okay, but honey, it is not enough to sit in the church. It is another thing after you have received the light to share the light with the dying world. After you have received the light to share the light with your communities. After you have received the light to share the light with someone out there who needs the light. That is the great commission, that when we receive the light, we are not to keep the light to ourselves. We are to be a carrier of light and shine the light to the dark world and shine the light to as many that ought to hear it. I want you to take the challenge of sharing the gospel of Jesus with someone today. Take the challenge of saying, I will not keep the light to myself. I will share this gospel I have received with someone today. If not two, if not three, if not four, if not five, I will share with at least one person today. I will make sure in a day I share this gospel with someone. And when like I quoted the words of the great evangelist Billy, God gave us two hands, one to receive with and the other to give with. And this truth is parallel to our new birth experience and soul winning. That when we receive the new birth, when we receive the salvation of Christ, which he brought to us, when we receive the light, when we are redeemed from the powers of darkness, when we are snatched from the power of hell, and now we are enjoying the glorious salvation that was shed abroad by the love of God, that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And you and I have been privileged to receive this glorious light. We ought not to keep it to ourselves. Let's not be selfish with it. Let's not be self-centered with it. Let us not be comfortable in just receiving the light. But sharing the light is another thing. And Christ is expecting of me, is expecting of you to take this light to the dying world and share it with someone. Every one of us is required to do something with the other hand. Yes, you are required to do something with the other hand. For two hands have been given to you. One to receive with, the other to give with. Don't only receive on one hand and not give with the other hand. When we refuse to do something with the other hand, it means we are only eating and not excreting or pooing. And it can result to a rupturing of the bowels and cause damage to our colons. Child of God, these are medical terms, but let me bring it to religious or Christian terms. Now let me say this to you. When you receive the salvation, you receive the word of God, you receive the Holy Ghost, and you are not a witness, you become a problem. You become a dangerous personality to the gospel. How do I mean? When you receive the glorious light and you don't share it as it ought to, because there is a rule of engagement that when you receive it, you ought not to keep it. It's a cycle. It's like the rain dropped down from heaven and watered the ground, and the ground refused to produce. The ground ought to receive the rain and in return makes the crops to grow, and the crops grow up, and that is not the end. It's a routine. The crops grow up and produce, and the product of that becomes food to someone out there, and the tree grows up as a result as well and become a shelter to people and also produce fruit, and out of the fruit seed also come. It's also a routine. It doesn't end in the fruit. The fruit also are reserved as seed in other terms to also produce other tree, and so on and so on from generation to generation. So if we keep the gospel to ourselves, we are denying the power of the Great Commission to be carried out in the church and in the body of Christ. Child of God, wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, the hour has come. The church ought to wake up from its slumber and its sleep. The church must be the lion that God has made it to be. The church must be the eagle that God has made it to be, not chickens. We cannot chicken out after receiving the light. We must wake up and say, I have received the light of Jesus. I was once blind, now I can see. We must be witness to our community. I was once a sinner, now I am in Christ. I was once in pain, now I have been healed. Oh, come on, somebody. I was once in darkness, now I have seen the light. Look at the testimony of Philip. When Jesus found him, he went and said to Nathanael, we have found him whom Moses wrote about. We have found him whom the prophets wrote about. What is your testimony to your world? What is your testimony to your community? What is your testimony to your neighborhood? Do they even know you in your neighborhood that you are a Christian? Did they know you in that office that you are a Christian? Do they know you in your family that you are a Christian? Are you a living witness of the gospel of Jesus? This morning, I want you to consider taking the gospel as instructed by Jesus, go ye, according to Mark 16, verse 15. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to all nations. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to all nations. I am coming your way this day by the gospel of Jesus, and I'm saying to you this afternoon, as a believer, as a Christian, as a minister under the influence of my voice, building mega churches is okay, but that's not enough. We ought to carry the church out there. We ought to take the gospel of Christ to the streets, to the communities, to the city, to the lands, to the interior where they need this gospel. You can be a sponsor of the gospel, but it is mostly important, not just sending missionaries, not just sponsoring missionaries. It's utmost important that you also partake in the sharing of the gospel physically by witnessing to someone. And like I have mentioned earlier, if you are out there listening to the sound of my voice and you are not born again, you don't know Jesus, you don't have the light we are talking about, this is the time Jesus is calling you. The power of God is available to heal you, to deliver you, to set you free from the captivity and the chains of the devil. But you ought to come to Jesus. You must come to Jesus. Jesus is calling you. He said, I knock at the door. If anyone will open, I will come in and sup with him. Jesus is knocking at your door. If you have not received Jesus, this is the time, this is the hour, this is the day that the Lord has made for you to witness the light of God. You cannot suffer in this world and end up in eternal damnation. You cannot even enjoy in this world and end up in eternal damnation. It will be a taboo. You ought to live in this world a fulfilled life and also end up in eternal rest with God, in eternal rest with the one who loves you, the God who created the heavens and the earth, Jesus who died for you. He's calling you. Come to Jesus. He is calling you. Beckon on your brother. Let's go to Jesus. Beckon on your sister. Let's go to Jesus. Beckon on your neighborhood. Let's go to Jesus. It is time. The problem of the world cannot be solved by government, by anyone. The problem of the world can only be solved by Jesus, the one who died for you. He said, I give you peace that the world cannot give. I'm now therefore calling you. If you are out there under the influence of my voice, you don't know Jesus, it is time for you to return home. You have gone astray. You have gone astray. You have gone astray. It is time to come home. Or you have known Jesus, and along the way you backslided. You got out of the way. You went out of church. You went after serving God. And there are people who are members of church who are not members of Christ. There are people who go to churches who are registered members of churches, but they don't know Jesus. They don't have personal experience with Christ. And I'm also calling you. You can return home today. And God loves you. God cares about you. God is interested in your life. You cannot be in this world and end in eternal damnation. You cannot hear this word today and end in eternal damnation. This word of God coming your way is coming from Faith Life Ministry, Johannesburg. I am Sonny Obona, your minister, your servant, the one, your messenger who is out here to give this word to you. We love you. You can reach out to us if you wish for prayers. We are there for you. But we trust God that today the gospel of Jesus have reached you. And therefore, if you are out there under the influence of my voice and you want to pray this prayer of salvation with me, you have backslided, you have left the faith, or you have not known Jesus and you want to say, Jesus, this is the hour I cannot miss. Pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Thank you for all that you have done for me. I believe you died for me as it stated in the word of God. I believe so. I've heard the preacher say you came and you shared your love for me. I receive your love. Thank you, Jesus, for accepting me the way I am. I want to serve you. I want to serve you for the rest of my life. If you have prayed this prayer with me, I want to trust God that your prayer is answered and heaven have welcomed you. There's joy in heaven if you have prayed this prayer. There's celebration already in heaven about your soul. I congratulate you. I rejoice with you. Look for a Bible-believing church and worship and serve God and read your Bible daily. Pray, have devotion time, and look for where the word of God, the infallible word of God, is preached. We love you. God bless you. If you want to reach us, call us on this number, +27 81 30 6 7 4 6. The number again is +27 81 30 6 7 4 6. We love you. God bless you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.